Greetings, dear family. Today the Lord reveals how He is shaping and preparing us for now and for the times ahead. I have said these things to you, that in Me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. That's in John 16:33. Jesus began, "Dear children, if you feel like nothing is changing in your lives and I have forgotten you, nothing could be further from the truth. I am taking my time to prepare you in patience, faith, humility, and obedience to better serve in my kingdom and to prepare you for times ahead. You all have a part in my divine plan, and I have special tasks for you to coincide with the graces that will be imparted to you. You are entering a season of growth. Some of you will work closely with me by helping win the lost. Others will encourage, build up, and help me equip your brothers and sisters as I send them out into the mission field. And still others will assist in multiplying my growing discipleship network. My timing may be a mystery to you, but if you wait patiently as I grow you, your reward and the outcome of our work together will astound you. If you stay with me and do not try to race ahead, you can rest in the knowledge that I am in control. And my timing is perfect. I will need from you your willingness and teachable spirit to mold you into the vessels I know you can become. When I allow a trial in your life, many of you ask me, 'Why, God? Why did you let this happen? Why did I lose my job? Why did you let my loved one get sick? Why can't we have a baby? Why me?' Dear ones, I am a God of love. I understand your hurt and pain. When you turn to me, I take you into my arms and embrace you with love, comfort, and consolation. I draw you deep into my heart as I prepare you to climb higher. I will bring people across your path who will encourage you and help you run the race with endurance. I will take your suffering and guide your steps if you follow my leading. As you abide in me and allow me to do a work in you, you will begin to think as I think. Your thoughts will begin to reflect my heart and my direction for your life. My children, saturate yourselves in my word and immerse yourselves in prayer. You may not see it at the time, but if you patiently persevere through your sufferings and cleave to me, it will make you stronger and grow you in holiness. After this season of spiritual growth, you will enter a period of harvest. I am preparing you to do my work and giving you the heavenly mindset and tools necessary to climb up higher with me. I will grant you the graces to weather the storm and allow you to take on new roles of responsibility as we do things together, as you wait upon me. I am refining you for my purposes. Do not become anxious or disheartened if you do not fully understand the direction in which I am guiding you. Many of my followers had to go through periods of waiting while I took time to mature and grow them for serving me. Abraham had to wait for the promised child. Moses had to wait while I did a work in him to deliver my people out of Egypt. This work involves emptying you of self and filling you with my spirit. so that heavenly wisdom and understanding will prevail, and you will know how to respond to your calling. I am preparing you now, my faithful ones. Respond to my promptings with your whole heart, and I will lead you safely through the turbulence of your lives and into my loving arms. And that was the end of his message. Let us not be afraid to embrace all that God has for us. Let's step forward with confidence in him and trusting the good plan he has for our lives. 1 Peter 4:12 and 13 says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed." Amen.